Hello and welcome back to another episode of Martina Flores Open Studio, another episode recorded from my living room. Before I traveled to Argentina to visit my family, you may hear my kids running in the back because we are getting ready to fly tomorrow. I am Martina Flores, your host, and today we are delving into a topic that is all too familiar for many of us creatives, which is procrastination. And this episode is for aspiring lettering artists and creatives who are ready to transform procrastination into progress. And I want to tell you that even though I am able to give a lot of steps and frameworks and systems that you can put in place to avoid procrastination and to reach your goals, I have to say that I'm not safe from procrastination myself. In fact, I have a long story with procrastination. And before we dive into the steps that I want to share with you today, I also want to share a personal story, which is really a tale of procrastination and which, you know, at that time, stopped me from achieving my dreams, right? And how overcoming that really and taking action really changed my path and my career and my life. And, you know, in the past, I used to tell myself, I will leave it for later, right? And at the time, I was a graphic designer. Actually, at that time, I was a creative director in an agency. And, you know, my work as a creative director involved reading emails and answering to emails most of the day and being on meetings and talking to clients most of the day. And my job had very little to do with creativity, right? And in my mind, my true passion or my true goal was to become a lettering artist and an illustrator and, you know, doing beautiful work, right? And be known for doing exceptional work, to be remembered for my creative genius, right? That was my dream, really. Yet the answer was always the same. It was always like, now is not the right time. I would do it later when I have time, which is something that rarely happens, right? And at that time is something that rarely happened because my job was really stressful. I had a lot of responsibility on my plate. I had a lot of management to do. And I used to say, yeah, I would do it later when I have time, which never came. When I have money, which I was always giving away for the latest fashion item or just to, you know, give away in other things that didn't really matter. And I will leave it for later when I have it all figured out, right? Which is like kind of waiting for that light bolt that surprisingly happens instead of like really taking the control over my life and going after the things that I really wanted. So what is interesting is that this pattern of procrastination, of saying like, okay, I really want to do this, but I will leave it for later because of this and this and that, really consumed my days. And I didn't really realize at that time how much it was undermining the opportunity to pursue my dreams, because all that energy that I was spending in procrastination could have been invested into really going after the things that I wanted to achieve. And it wasn't until I hit rock bottom that I realized how precious that time and that energy was, right? And I hit rock bottom because I was sad. I wasn't motivated to go to work every day. I found it hard to sleep. I was just miserable, to be honest. And I had to touch rock bottom to realize, hey, something needs to give here, right? Something needs to change. And at that time, I made a life-changing decision. I invested myself into learning a craft. So I invested, at that time I quit my job and I moved overseas to enroll in a type design program for a year, and I invested all of my savings into doing that, which is not necessarily something I recommend. And in fact, the reason why I started my own academy is because I don't think that's the right path for anybody, to just blow everything out of the window to pursue their dreams, right? And this is why, like, I have created an academy where I provide accessible courses to people all over the world, right? But at that time, and I don't regret any of my decisions, and I feel that every step in my path was valuable in itself. But yeah, I made a very radical, life-changing decision, which was, you know, investing myself in learning the craft, investing all of my money in learning the craft. And after that, after I made that big step, it was, you know, it became easier for me to launch a career as a learning artist. I don't say that it was easy, but it became easier because I was already in this path of, like, overcoming procrastination and just going after what I wanted to create, right? I always say that the harder step is the first one, and after that first step, everything becomes easier, which doesn't necessarily mean that it's easy in itself, but it just becomes easier. You become more resilient, you become more used to just going after the things that you want, and you just naturalize the fact that, yes, they're gonna cost you something. They're gonna cost you time and a little bit of struggle and money, right? But you get used to the fact of that if you put yourself into it, if you pour yourself into it, you can achieve whatever you want, right? And this decision that I made at that time really changed the course of my life and my career. And when I look back, I feel that the process can be distilled or simplified into three simple actions that you can implement. And you may be in the same position right now. You may be in the position where you are working at the job that you don't like, which is the case of many creatives out there, because we have grown with the idea, or we have lived for many years with the idea of that we cannot make money with our art. And this is why many creatives are working in jobs that they don't like, because they believe that they won't make it on their own, right? So you may be right now in that position where I was years ago, where I was thinking, hey, I want to achieve this one thing. I want to create this career for myself, but I will leave it for later, or I don't have what it takes, right? And when I look back, I follow three simple steps, which, again, being the fact that they are simple, or they can be narrowed down into three simple steps, it doesn't mean that they were easy things to do, right? But as I said, once you give that first step, everything becomes easier. So you may be right now at the moment where you're thinking, hey, I want to change the course of my career, or I want to learn a new skill so that I get to be creative every day in my life, right? Or I want to start this, or I want to start a new income stream in my business, right? Or I want to be more visible, right? I want to put myself out there, right? On social media or on the internet or whatever you want to put yourself out there. So you may be in that moment where you want to do a certain thing and you're procrastinating around it. You're thinking, oh, I'm gonna leave it for later. Right now is not the right time. I will do it when I have time, money, all the things that I was saying to myself, right? So here are the steps that you can follow, or here are the three steps that I think are key to sort of go from procrastination to progress, right? The step number one is to prioritize. And I spoke about this in the previous episode. I mentioned that if everything is important, nothing is important. And prioritizing is really essential so that your focus goes into that one thing that is important, right? Because if you have too many things on your plate, if you have too many priorities, your energy spreads thin. And the fact, you know, you could say to me right now, hey, but I have a lot of energy. I really want to make this happen and I have a lot of energy. So I want to do all of these things at the same time, right? But the thing is that the more things you have in your plate, the more goals or the more things you need to tackle, the more your focus is divided onto all these different things. And what I've observed throughout the years with myself, my business, the work that my team does, for instance, and also the results that my students get inside my community of lettering artists is that the more things or the more your focus spreads, the less effective it becomes, right? And this can translate into the into fewer results. So if your goals are around building a portfolio, then you won't get to do as many pieces as you wanted to add to your portfolio. If your goal is starting your business, well, maybe it's gonna take longer than you initially set out to do because you are just doing too many things at the same time, right? So prioritizing is essential so that your focus can be redirected into some specific direction, so that the results will be a lot stronger. Believe me, the more you prioritize, the more you define a few goals, a few things that you want to do first, the better results you will get, right? And I spoke about this in the previous episode as well, and I speak about this concept often, the concept of the Pareto principle of defining what the 20% that brings you 80% of the results is, and prioritizing is part of that, right? Prioritizing is about identifying that 20% that if you focus on that 20% and you put all your energy in that 20%, it will give you 80% of the results, right? So step number one is prioritizing, defining what is important to you right now, right? And then focusing on that one thing. Step number two is time management, right? And this is a big one for us creatives because we want to do it all. We have so many ideas and we have so many things that we want to create in the world, right? But we only have 24 hours a day, right? So time management is essential, right? And I think it's important for you to assess your daily schedule. Are you wasting precious times, precious hours on emails? Are you getting lost on social media, right? Are you spending too much time on tasks that don't really move the needle of your business, of your creative endeavors, right? So time management is really essential, right? And one thing one hint I want to give you that really also changed a lot the way I manage my time is that I go about tackling the tasks of my day through how I prioritize my tasks. Let me explain this. So when I start my day, I start doing the one thing that is the most important. I start by this one thing, which I wouldn't say is the most intuitive. Normally we say like, I will start with the small tasks. So I get those out of my plate. I feel like I've done a lot. And then I move on to the things that are really tough, right? So flip that relationship. Start by the things that are the toughest, which normally are the ones that move the needle of your life or your business, right? So right now, when I start my day, I do the things that I am resisting the most, which are normally the ones that really move the needle of my day. And once I get those done, I move on to the rest of the tasks, right? Answering emails, or checking social media, or all of the rest, or answering, I don't know, phone calls or things like this, right? So start by the things that are most important and then move on to the rest, right? And This will allow time for you to make time for what truly matters, right? So for instance, if you want to improve your skills, then put that first in your day, in your calendar, and then move on to the rest of the stuff, right? If you are decided to build a portfolio so that later on you can launch your career as a lettering artist, then put that first. Make that the one thing that you would do in the beginning of the day. And then you will move on to the rest, right? Reading emails or answering messages, right? In fact, personally, I have two moments in the day where I answer emails or I read emails, which is at midday. So after I have done all the important things, I read emails and then I close my email app and I do the rest of the work. And I normally read emails at 15 or at 3 p.m. when I'm about to leave work, right? So so I allocate two moments in the day where I read emails, and then the rest of the day is my time. I schedule the things that matter to me, and of course I schedule the most important things. I schedule them first. So that's the step number two. Time management. So step number one, prioritize. What is important to you? Step two, time management. Allocate time to do that first and stop wasting your precious time into things that don't really matter. And step number three is commit and be consistent, right? So all of these things that I mentioned before, prioritizing, managing your time, they are a lot about habit, right? And they're a lot about building that habit. And a habit is not something that you just plug and play. A habit is something that you work on and you have to do it consistently so that it becomes part of your routine. And once it's working, once it's installed, it is installed, right? We are human beings, we are people of habit. I'm a person of habit. And I follow a routine and it's very hard for me to go out of that routine. And that may be seen as something negative, but at the same time, it is something really powerful because it means that if you want to incorporate a habit, you just need to make it a habit and then it will stick. Right? So that means that if you want to become that person who draws every day or creates every day or is creating a piece of work every day so that you can build a portfolio, then it means that you can create that habit. And once you create that habit, you can make that happen. So the step number three is commit and be consistent and invest yourself, right? You need to take the plunge into what really matters to you. I know that by experience that that is sort of like the hardest step to take the plunge and to say like, hey, I'm gonna do this. But once you do that, it has the potential of changing your life, right? But I feel that when I look back in my own journey of, you know, pivoting careers and doubling down on my skills and then building a career on those skills, on my lettering skills, had a lot to do with these three steps. Number one, prioritizing, defining, hey, from all the things that I'm doing in a day, what is important to me? What really matters to me, right? And once you're clear on that, then your focus can go in this direction. The step number two was time management. Okay, what are the things, you know, what are the things that I'm gonna put first in my day? How am I gonna administrate my time, which is my most precious resource to make that happen, right? And the step number three is investing yourself and committing to that, right? So that it becomes your life or it becomes part of your routine, right? You know, artists that are working as artists, they, you know, part of their routine is creating art, right? But they had to make that plunge, to take that plunge into turning that into their daily routines, right? And turning that into their livelihoods. These are the steps that I personally use over the years to build the business that I have right now, which enables me to do the work that I love. And throughout the last over 13 years has allowed me to create lettering work and make a living with it and winning awards and traveling the world, just spreading the voice about the art of lettering, right? And it's something that I try to share constantly with my students. I try to share that with you here, that there's nothing special about me. There's nothing innate in me that has allowed me to do this. It's just about, you know, following those steps, being able to say, hey, what is important to me, right? How can I manage my time, which is my most important resource, to make it happen? And step number three, committing to it, right? I think, or I know for a fact, that those that have achieved building a career with doing the work they love is mainly because they have stayed around, because they sticked around, they continue doing the thing every day, right? Until that compounding interest started to build up and allow them to really build the business or the career that they wanted to build, right? Now, before we wrap up this episode, I want to invite you, and I mentioned this in the previous episode, I want to invite you to my extra black party. My team and I organize an extra black party for the end of the year that is starting on November 13. And we are unveiling exclusive bundles and training sessions that are not typically available in the academy, in my academy. And here's the exciting part. You will get up to 30% off your registration if you sign up throughout this period of the year. And if you join the Extra Black Party, I invite you to sign up for the early access on martinaflor.com/extra-black. So go ahead. I'm going to leave the link on the show notes so that you can join. This season is really a great chance to join one of our training programs and to make sure that you don't miss out on any of these opportunities. Then I invite you to sign up for the early access list on martinaflor.com/extra-black. Thank you so much for joining me today in this episode from that it speaks about procrastination to progress, or going from procrastination to progress. Remember that it's never too late to stop on your tracks. Think a little bit what you're doing. Analyze what are the things that really matter to you. Prioritize. And then take the most beautiful resource, the most valuable resource that you have, your time, managing it, or set yourself to manage it, and commit to actually achieve your goals. It is never too late, and you can do it today. So remember, prioritize, allocate your precious time and manage it wisely, and commit to your goals. And I will see you on the next episode of Martina Flor Open Studio. Thank you so much for joining today's episode, and bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening, and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.